From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., raw emotion filled a Charleston, South Carolina courtroom on Friday as relatives of the 9 victims of a shooting massacre at Emmanuel AME Church addressed the man charged with their deaths. 70-year-old Ethel Lance was among those killed. Her daughter was in the courtroom Friday and spoke directly to Dylan Roth, the accused.
You hurt me. You hurt a lot of people. But God forgive you. And I forgive you.
Charged with 9 counts of murder, Roth will remain in prison, having accepted a no-bond arrangement for the murder counts. Bail of $1 million was set for an additional weapons charge. President Obama spoke Friday at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in San Francisco.
At some point, as a country, we have to reckon with what happens. It is not good enough simply to show sympathy.
And as he has before, Mr. Obama framed his reaction to the Charleston murders in terms of curbing the use of guns, but was more emphatic, verging on anger. He said he refused to act as if shootings like these this week are the new normal. President Obama will be traveling to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit that country, which is headquarters of the African Union. The White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. Purpose of the trip is to accelerate economic growth, strengthen democratic institutions, and improve security in Africa. Both Kenya and Ethiopia have been important security partners with the U.S. in the fight against Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. U.S. State Department says terrorist attacks worldwide rose by 35% last year, with an 81% increase in the number of deaths. In its annual assessment of terrorism, the State Department said the groups Islamic State and Boko Haram were responsible for a high number of exceptionally lethal attacks. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the story.
The State Department says Islamic State militants were responsible for 1,083 attacks last year, the most of any terror group. It says those attacks, such as one in northern Iraq that led to the killing of dozens of captured Iraqi soldiers, resulted in more than 6,000 deaths. In Nigeria, people scrambled for safety as police moved in following a November market bombing linked to Boko Haram. The State Department says the group's brutal tactics in West Africa resulted in more than 5,000 casualties last year. State Department officials say the U.S. has been working to shift its counterterrorism strategy to more effectively partner with countries where terrorist networks are seeking a foothold. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected accusations that his country is aggressive, insisting that Russia has simply started asserting its interests more vigorously and consistently. Speaking Friday during a question-and-answer session at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Russian leader responded to former French Prime Minister François Fillon, who said Russia is behaving increasingly more aggressively. Earlier this week, President Putin announced Russia's military will add more than 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles to its nuclear arsenal this year. That announcement was strongly criticized by some Western leaders, including NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
So Russia is actually undermining the treaties we have had in place for several years, which are important for arms control. So we don't seek confrontation. We seek and strive for a more cooperative relationship. But the precondition for that is that Russia is respecting the borders of its neighbors.
Meanwhile, the European Union announced Friday that it has extended for another year sanctions against Russia for its March 2014 annexation of Crimea. U.S. government has crushed more than 907 kilograms of confiscated illegal ivory in New York's Times Square to raise awareness of the elephant poaching and wildlife trafficking crisis. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell said Friday's event in New York would also crush the ivory market. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.